Our guest today is Senator Harry P. Kane of Washington, who has for 3 years been a member of the Subversive Activities Control Board. Senator Kane, you've been advocating some changes and some improvements in the interest of civil liberties. You have sometimes sounded almost like a voice in the wilderness, but there are other people who feel that the security of the country requires that we protect freedom and civil liberties, aren't there?
No, my. Mr. Randall, mine hasn't been the only voice, perhaps the only one speaking from a job, just like the one I have, nor do we believe that we've been talking in a wilderness. But very interestingly, I am reminded of the period of 6 years I spent in the Senate between 1946 and 1900 and through 1952. And it seems a bit ironic, intriguing, interesting to say the least, that the matters you and I have been discussing on various occasions were not even being thought of in any reasonable way at all in that period, which was only the day before yesterday.
Right.
Certainly the committees of the Congress were not concerned with this great equation of how best to balance the requirements of security with the demands of liberty and all that sort of business. In the 3 years since I've been here on the Subversive Control Board, I have been doing some speaking as an individual from this particular federal assignment. But I could regale you with the tremendous efforts being undertaken, and I hope more effectively than anything I've been able to accomplish, by a host of others. Let's take a look at the Post Office and Civil Service Committee of the Senate, which has had now for a year and a half under consideration the workings of our internal security apparatus. That committee has issued a very intelligent and praiseworthy and provocative report. I would encourage others who may be listening who are interested to write to that committee, the Senate Post Office and Civil Service Committee. Only in a few days now we may expect a formal report from what's known as the Subcommittee on Constitutional Rights. Isn't that that's a very exciting title. That's headed by the senator from Missouri, Mr. Tom Hennings, and they have been giving concern to whether or not our anxiety to be strong at home has impinged unnecessarily and needlessly and harshly on the rights of just ordinary American citizens like you and me.
I feel that there is hope that people are undertaking this campaign for freedom.
Mr. Randall, our post-war period of fear, uncertainty, carelessness, and sometimes hysteria is not unique. There has been a comparable period with a difference following every era of crisis this country has ever known. Where we ought to be concerned is that our period of uncertainty and carelessness and harshness has now lasted longer than any other comparable period in the history of this republic. And because we have millions and millions more than needed to be protected against the arrogance of governmental authority in the years of the past, we have more and more reason to make certain in the future that whereas we will give the government that to which it is reasonably entitled, we will not divest ourselves of the right to remain free and self-respecting.
Well, thank you very much indeed. You've had a chance to chat with Senator Harry P. Kane, for 3 years a member of the Subversive Activities Control Board of the federal government at Washington. This is Edwin Randall speaking for the American Friends Service Committee.